Blog Talk Radio. Say, God, we believe for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not the world. Hallelujah. Not people. Not the government. No, I believe God for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says through man, it's impossible. It's impossible to have a peace of mind. It's impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. To have salvation. It's impossible to receive healing. All these things are impossible with man. Glory to God, hallelujah, but if you believe God for it, hallelujah, Jesus told us that with God, all things, hallelujah, are possible on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Glory to God. It's Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Women's night. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God tonight. We have a word from God coming shortly. Amen. But before we get to all that, hallelujah, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is present right now and that you are about to move in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Lord, we open up our hearts, our minds, our souls so that we can be receptive to receive whatever revelation, whatever wisdom, whatever knowledge that you have for us on tonight. Lord, we bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy. Hallelujah, that's trying to prohibit us from getting that word on tonight. We command them to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you in advance once again. Hallelujah, for everything you're about to say and everything you're about to do. And we want to praise you. We want to magnify you. We want to glorify you. We want to lift your name up high and holy. We want to love on you, Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. We want to let you know that you are almighty. Hallelujah, there's none beside you, none like you. Hallelujah, none above you, and there never will be. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah, and we bless your name on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, Sr. Amen. Praise God. It is Wednesday night, Women's Night, and we have a word from the Lord coming real soon. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But first, let's go to our opening scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to the old stand. And by Psalms 100 on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 100, and it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Glory to God. I want you to look real quick. Hallelujah. At verse number 2, praise God, hallelujah. Verse number 2 tells us to serve the Lord, glory to God, with gladness. And of course, to put it in proper perspective, David was speaking about, hallelujah, when you came to the house of the Lord. He was speaking from the standpoint that we went to a building, we went to a temple, we went to a tent, we went somewhere where the presence of the Lord believed to have dwelled. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we did service in this place. We lit incense, hallelujah, amen. We sacrificed lambs and bullets, hallelujah. We did a lot of service in the building, praise God. And he was saying, don't come here and be trying to serve the Lord. Put it in perspective in today. Don't be coming on the usher board and you know you got bad feet. Like me, I got bad feet. Why would I be on the usher board knowing I'm going to be standing up there in pain and I'm not going to have a good attitude? Glory to God, hallelujah. Why, amen, would I be, hallelujah, amen, on the deacon board or whatever position I'm in and not be glad to be doing whatever the Lord has me doing in his house? Praise God, hallelujah, but we want to take it a little step further tonight. What about when you ain't in the house of the Lord? Praise God, a lot of us don't even go to church today. And for those of us that do go to church, don't serve, hallelujah, the Lord in the church in any capacity besides paying our tithes and offerings. Glory to God, hallelujah. So when we say serve the Lord, how do we serve the Lord? Glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to fast forward. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you ain't give me nothing to drink. We serve the Lord by helping those who need help. Praise God. When we see those in need, hallelujah, amen, praise God, and a dog need a bone, we throw them a bone. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen, praise God, because that they're in need. Jesus said, if you give somebody a glass of water in my name, I'm going to bless you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But a lot of us aren't happy to serve the Lord in that capacity. We're not happy giving up our stuff. Praise God, giving up our money. I work too hard for this. They need to go get a job. They probably got a job, but their job probably ain't getting them by. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we say we serve the Lord, amen, just because you serve him in the church or because you handed out some turkeys last week, praise God, or maybe you doing something for Toys for Tots now. Hallelujah, amen. That's not serving the Lord once or twice a year. Glory to God. What about the other 365 days on the calendar? Hallelujah. Praise God. And let me narrow it down to a week. Okay, you do what you do on Sunday, but what about the other 6 days of the week? Are you serving the Lord when you in public? Praise God, or are you turning the other cheek? Are you praying for people? Are you telling them about God? Hallelujah, are you spreading the word of God? Hallelujah, are you doing any of these things? Glory to God. This is what it means to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Not that little stuff you doing on Sunday. Praise God. See, right now, me delivering the word, I'm not serving God by delivering the word. I'm serving the word of God to you. I'm serving you the word. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm doing my due diligence as a child of God. Hallelujah. This stuff you just supposed to do. Praise God. And you got to be happy, hallelujah, to do whatever God has called you to do in whatever capacity he has called you to do it in. Hallelujah. With gladness. Praise God. Be happy to be serving a Lord that died for your sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Came in flesh and gave the ultimate sacrifice. Why would you not, hallelujah, want to be glad to serve the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 So as we get ready to move forward, are you serving the Lord? Hallelujah. And if you are serving him, are you glad to be doing whatever God has you doing? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. And as always, we invite you to go back, read it for yourself. Psalms 100, amen, praise God, was read in its entirety, but we keyed in on verse 2 tonight. Serving the Lord, hallelujah, with gladness. Praise God, hallelujah. Once again, we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ready? Amen. We thank God on tonight. We praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Getting ready to come forth. Amen, and bring forth the word of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, amen. It is my partner in Christ. Glory to God, hallelujah. My beautiful wife, our co-pastor, amen, our very own. Hallelujah, First Lady Aisha Prevost. First Lady, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you, as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, first, we want to thank you, Father, for being the head of our lives, Father. We thank you just being God all by yourself, Father. We thank you that you know the plans you have for each one of our lives, Father. And Father, we just thank you for leading us and guiding us and out of your ways, Father. Father, right now, I want to bind any work of the enemy that might want to try to come and distract us and cause any fear or any doubt. I want to bind them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, I just ask you to be my mouth on tonight. Father, let my words be your words and my thoughts be your thoughts, Father. Just hide me behind you, Father. Allow me to sit down as you come forth and give a word to your people. Father, in all these things that I ask for, in your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So tonight we're coming from John chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verses 1 all the way down to, I'm going to start reading from verse 1. And it reads, I'm going to start at verse 2. It say, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. And these lay a great magnitude of important folk, of blind, halt, withered, for the moving of the water. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Verse 3, I'm going to read that again. Saying, and these lay a great magnitude of important folk. That word important, it means unable to take effective action, helpless or powerless. Amen, hallelujah. So these people that were on these 5 porches, amen, hallelujah, were ineffective people, people who wasn't able to be effective due to the disability that they have. Some were blind, some were halted, you know, some were withered, and said they were waiting for the moving of the water. And we can say they was waiting on God to move, you know, in their life, you know. They was waiting for God to come and heal them of whatever disease or whatever they had going on in their life, you know. That's just like us, you know, we waiting on God. We sitting by, we waiting on God to come and heal us, come heal our lives, you know, come heal our depression, whatever we have going on in our life. So, amen, hallelujah, to open up doors for us. Amen, hallelujah. We sitting and we waiting on God to come and heal our sickness, either our sickness, our finances, amen, hallelujah, our depression, anything that might be going on, we sitting and we waiting for the Lord to come and heal us. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to read down to verse 4. It says, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatever disease he had. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Just imagine that. You sit down. It's, you know, you got this pool, and it's like, it's, at a certain season, the angel come down and troubled the waters, and you got this 5 porches, and it's a full of a great magnitude. Imagine that, the water troubled, and the first person get in, get healed. Amen, hallelujah. This is according to tradition. Amen, hallelujah. That's mean when that person get healed, then the rest of the magnitude got to wait. What? How many is, 365 days in a year? Got to wait another year around just to get in the pool and get healed. Amen, hallelujah. All these people waiting, sitting down waiting to get healed. Amen, hallelujah. This is like some of us. We waiting to get healed. We depending on somebody to open the door for us to finally get out of the situation that we in. Some of us, we depended on, you know, our job. Amen, hallelujah. Some of us, we depended on doctors. Amen, hallelujah. We depended on friends to help us out. Amen, help us out with a bill, help us, you know, to get our business off the ground. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You know, we wait. Amen, hallelujah. But I want to use for a topic tonight that the power is within you. Amen, hallelujah. And I believe that the Lord sent me here to tell you that, you know, the power, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You have the power to heal your life, amen, hallelujah. You have the power to get up, amen, hallelujah, and make your life whole again, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to use this man in this verse. It say, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Amen, hallelujah. It say, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been long and knew he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Amen, hallelujah. So you remember we talked about that angel who comes to stir the water at a certain time. Amen, hallelujah. And we know Jesus being who he is. Amen, hallelujah. You know, we know Jesus is the Word. Amen, hallelujah. We know Jesus is that Word manifested. We know that Jesus is that person that was sent to us to cleanse us of our sins. Amen, hallelujah. We know Jesus was sent by God. Amen, hallelujah. So he's like an angel unto us. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. He said at a certain time that angel comes to stir up the water. So, you know, he's supposed to be, you know, why not go stir up the water so the people can get in there and get healed. Amen, hallelujah. Instead of him going and stir up the water, amen, hallelujah, he walks over to a man. Amen, hallelujah. Why? Because why does God want to start to stir something up in us? Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. He want to stir up something in us to show us what we got in us. Amen, hallelujah. So let's go on. He say, the important man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another stepped down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. The man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Listen to this. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Amen. And then say, then ask they, what man is that which said unto thee, take our bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So this man that Jesus has healed didn't know that Jesus was who he was. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus walked up to this man ain't know this was Jesus. He ain't know that, you know, he was sent by God. Amen, hallelujah. He ain't know he was about to heal him. So to the man, Jesus was just a regular person that came up to him and asked him, will you be made whole? Amen, hallelujah. You know, I'm bringing this up because I was like, amen, hallelujah. How was the man healed? You know, did the man have faith? Because they ain't mentioned that his faith made him whole. Amen, hallelujah. I was thinking, well, did he believe that Jesus was who he was? I'm like, no, it couldn't have been that because it said the man didn't know that Jesus was what he didn't even know Jesus' name. He didn't even know Jesus was Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. He didn't know who he was. So it couldn't have been that. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So God pointed out to me with this man, how this man could be made whole. Amen, hallelujah. Jesus asked him, would thou be made whole? And he told Jesus, well, when a pool is stirred, I have nobody to put me in the pool. Amen, hallelujah. That's like a lot of, we don't have people to put us in a position where we can get, make our life better. Amen, hallelujah. This was the man telling Jesus, well, I have nobody to help me out. You know, I want to get in the pool. I want to get whole. I want to get healed. But I don't have nobody to help me. Amen, hallelujah. I don't have the resources. Amen, hallelujah. To help myself get up. Amen, hallelujah. Jesus ain't fault the man. He ain't accused the man of being lazy. He said, get rise up, take up thy bed, and walk. And the scripture says, when he rose, he was immediately healed. It say, Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. So we can assume right here that when he rose up, he was healed. Amen, hallelujah. All Jesus told him was to stand up and walk. He ain't lay his hands on him. He ain't do no magic trick. He just said, get up and walk. Amen, hallelujah. I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, you mean to tell me all this time he could have got up? At any time, he could have got up and been on about his business. Amen, hallelujah. But the man didn't know that. Amen, hallelujah. So Jesus had to show him, you can get up. Get up. Amen, hallelujah. He said, will thou be made whole? And his way of making him whole is telling him to get up. Amen, hallelujah. Hey, and that's what God is telling us. Get up. Amen, hallelujah. Yeah, but you know, nobody won't help me. Get up. Amen, hallelujah. But they gonna talk. They talking about me. They saying, my mama told me I wasn't going to be nothing. My daddy told me I wasn't going to. Get up. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We have the power. That God has given us the power to help our own lives. Amen, hallelujah. That's why I believe the Lord has sent me here to tell you. You got the power. The power is inside of you. The healing is inside of you. Everything that you've been waiting for is right there inside of you. All you got to do is tap into it. Amen, hallelujah. You depending on other people when you got what you need inside of you. Amen, hallelujah. God is right there with you to help you. Whatever you put in your hand to, he's giving you the power to prosper it. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You know, we got to get up. We got to stop laying in our bed. Oh, a reason. Amen, hallelujah. God understands the reason. Amen, hallelujah. But when God comes to you and extend his hand to you, extend his help to you, amen, hallelujah. Offer to heal you, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Are you going to take it? Amen, hallelujah. Are you just going to stay there and lay there and wallow in? What ain't? Amen, hallelujah. Because it ain't that God don't understand. He understands. What you go, he understand that people to turn their back on you, amen, hallelujah. He understand it, you know, the people who could have helped you that didn't help you, amen, hallelujah. You could have been father, amen, hallelujah. But the circumstance, God understands that, amen, hallelujah. But he said, here I am, without be made whole, amen, hallelujah. Do you want to be made whole? He said, okay. If your answer is yes, then get up. Amen, hallelujah. God Don't lay there. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't sit there and keep praying and meditating on what people have done to you, and sit there and be mad and stay in bitterness. No. God came to help you out. Amen. Hallelujah. Will thou be made whole? He came to make you whole again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If you choose to lay there, then that's on you. But God is extending his hand not to you. To get up. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to show you what to do. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you and show you how to get that business off the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. How to raise those children. Amen. Hallelujah. He got your back, but you got to accept the help. Amen. Hallelujah. It's like a lot of homeless people out there. It's a lot of people out there homeless. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's people who have been extended the help. People have offered to give them help. But what they declined to help. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because they was all right where they was. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let that be us. God extends you a hand and he extending you to help. People offering you to help. But you denying the help. Amen. Hallelujah. You can get up right now if you want to. You can choose to accept the power that God wants to give you to help yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the word the Lord gave me on tonight. You know, the power is within you. Amen. Hallelujah. You just got to tap into it. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's back on.
Amen. Hallelujah. The power, hallelujah, is within you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As the woman of God was going forth, the way she was explaining it, amen, she pointed out something to me, amen, that I've taught from this. Hallelujah. Several times. And I never noticed something till she said it tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We depend a lot on tradition to come up in this world. Tradition. This is how it's done. If it ain't done this way, this is the only way to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And tradition is telling this man the only way to get out of this situation, hallelujah, is to go by tradition. Glory to God. It's time to break tradition. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is saying the power is within you. You waiting on outside help. Hallelujah. The man was waiting on outside people, other people to help him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When all he needed was a word from the Lord. You have gotten that word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. To pick up your bed and walk. Traditions show you ain't supposed to do this on the Sabbath. There's a lot of traditions being broken in this passage that I never noticed before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're supposed to wait until the angel troubles the walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then you're not supposed to pick up your bed and walk on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. We're going by traditions to run our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're relying on outside sources. Glory to God. When God's telling us, it's within us. Hallelujah. They didn't took it out of some of the Bibles, glory to God, but in the book of Matthew, amen, he says, amen, the kingdom of heaven, praise God, is inside of you. Praise God. So when you say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, hallelujah, God is saying that's inside of you. Hallelujah. You're seeking it around you, on the outside of you. Hallelujah. Amen. You're seeking help from your mother. Hallelujah. Help from your friends. Help from your pastors. Help from your work. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But God say all of that, hallelujah, help that you are looking for in traditional methods, glory to God, is inside of you. Hallelujah. 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 The issue is we've been taught not to believe in ourselves. Hallelujah. We've been taught to not to believe, hallelujah, in the power that we possess that God has given us. We've been taught to believe in the government. Praise God. We've been taught to believe in people. Hallelujah. And most of all, we've been taught to believe in traditions. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God is saying tonight it's time to break tradition. Hallelujah. I know how they did. That's how mama did it. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's how Uncle did it. That may be how your siblings do it. Glory to God, and everybody else around you doing it. But God is saying, hallelujah, pick up your bed and walk. You ain't got to stay here, hallelujah, in your situation. The word, what's the word is given, all you got to do is act on the word. And the only way you can act on the word is if you use what's inside of you to act on the word. Hallelujah. Last night I was talking about the subconscious, the brain, the heart of the brain. Hallelujah. And you got to change what's in that, because in your subconscious is telling you tradition. Glory to God. This is how it's supposed to be done. And if it ain't done this way, it ain't right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we come, amen, the Lord wants you to know tonight, hallelujah, it's inside of you. Glory to God. How do we know it's inside of you? Because he put it there. Hallelujah. He put it inside of you. You just got to believe that it's inside of you tonight. Do you believe what the word of God say? Just go back to meditate, because you got to reprogram, hallelujah, the heart of your brain, the heart of your mind. It's got to be reprogrammed to believe what the First Lady has brought to you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This man was impotent. Another definition for impotent is unproductive. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. But God say you can be productive. You don't have to wait. Hallelujah, amen, to become productive. You ain't got to wait to go to college to go become productive. That's tradition. Glory to God. You ain't got to wait for the degree. That's tradition. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait for somebody to help you. That's tradition. You ain't got to go on Shark Tank. Glory to God. God say the power is within you. Hallelujah. The power is within you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at an example. I'm going to give you an example that's right now. I live in Texas. My governor can't walk. Hallelujah. He's in a wheelchair. He is wheelchair bound. He ain't never getting out that chair, but he didn't stay in that bed. Y'all ain't. He didn't stay. He didn't let his situation, hallelujah, dictate to him, praise God, how his life was going to be. He didn't get comfortable. Hallelujah, laying in that bed. Yeah, maybe I got to stay in this chair, but I ain't got to stay in this place. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We got people with no legs running marathons because the power was within them. Hallelujah, to get up out that bed, put on some fake legs, and run a marathon. They couldn't do it if it wasn't within them to do it. It's got to be in you to get out of that situation. And the Lord dropped this in my spirit right quick. You can't worry about the people that you're leaving at the ports. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Well, what you mean? Because you said they only surviving because I'm here. Lord, have mercy. Some of us are important. You may be impotent, But you feel important, hallelujah, because you feel like you're part of a system. And without me being in this system, maybe this system won't survive if I'm not in it. Glory to God. Maybe you got your mind programmed to believe these people need me. They need me on the block. They need me in the hood. They need me at this church. Glory to God. They need me in this handicapped situation. Hallelujah. And therefore, you choose to stay handicapped, to help the handicapped. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course, amen, after all this time, maybe you ain't even trying to go down there to the pool no more. What's the use? Every time I go down there, somebody jump in front of me because I'm waiting on tradition. I'm waiting on this opportunity. That's the word. Opportunity. I'm waiting on an opportunity. God saying the opportunity is here. It's here right now. Remember what he told Mary and Martha? Y'all waiting for that day. But the day is here to now. It's right now. You ain't got to wait for the angel to trouble the water. You ain't got to wait for the governor to release some welfare funds. You ain't got to wait for the president to change whatever law he's going to change. You ain't got to wait for your circumstances, hallelujah, to affect your situation. Why don't you affect your situation? Hallelujah. It's in you. It's in you to do it. Hallelujah. It's in you to get up and walk out of that bad, abusive marriage. It's in you to get up and walk off of that dead-end job. Glory to God. It's in you, hallelujah, amen, to have the guts to move away, hallelujah, from your toxic family. Oh, that's mama, that's daddy, that's sister, that's brother. They toxic. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you have the ability, hallelujah, to get away, but you're waiting on the opportunity when God's saying it's here right now. It's within you. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray for the woman of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight for your word. We thank you, Lord, that it's within us. Hallelujah. That we don't have to wait on traditional methods to get up out of the situation, hallelujah, that we are in. And, Lord, we thank you for your word. And, Lord, we ask that you touch the woman of God on tonight, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Replenish her, Lord, the virtues that she has poured out, and continue to fill her up with wisdom, knowledge. Hallelujah. And continue to mold her and shape her, Lord. Continue to lead her and guide her. And, Lord, we still thank you. We still praise you for being God Almighty. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for sending your word that we can pick up our bed and walk right out of our situation. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God for the word. Hallelujah, amen. Once again, she came out of John chapter 5. Go back, amen, study to show thyself approved unto the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, and meditate on it. Hallelujah, meditate on the word so that it can get down into your subconscious. Glory to God, hallelujah. So your subconscious can feed your conscious mind. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you'll know that you know that you know. That is within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how they said you were stupid. They said you were slow. They had you in the slow classes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They said you didn't have a good IQ. You made C's and D's. Glory to God. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. See, watch this. You are of low intelligence on a traditional scale. Hallelujah. In other words, by the world's, hallelujah, amen, look at it. By the world's standards, that's the word I'm looking for. You may be considered by world standards below average intelligence. Hallelujah. But God says it's in you. I don't care what people say. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I put it in you. Hallelujah. He said, that's why I haven't revealed this to the wise and the prudent, to the smart folk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. He said, that's why some of you feel like he can't use you because you feel like you're not intelligent enough to be used. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not looking for smart folk, people that know that they know everything. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm looking for people that know I don't know it all. Hallelujah. And the only way I can get it out is if you use me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just the empty vessel waiting for you to fill me up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when you realize that, like this man realized, hallelujah, amen, no matter what the world has labeled me, because he didn't label himself that. Glory to God. He didn't label himself impotent or whatever, however you pronounce it. He didn't label himself. Other people labeled him that. God say, come about them labels, that bipolar label. Hallelujah, that Jezebel label. Glory to God, hallelujah, that deadbeat label. Hallelujah, you may be a deadbeat sorry parent right now, but you ain't got to be one right now. Oh, you ain't kidding. In other words, right now, hallelujah, you can flip the script. Glory to God, right now, you can start working on your future. Right now, you can get up out of your bed. You ain't got to wait for traditional methods. God said, I have sent the word. That's all you need. The word gave a word. The word gave a word. Hallelujah. And I like the way the woman of God pointed out that Jesus did not criticize this man as the preachers did. The preachers read this very scripture and they go off on this man. Oh, he's lazy. All this time. You didn't hear that it was a multitude? And only one person can get in there at a time. And you got to be the first person to get in there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes we're not really, well, I made it out the hood. I found my calling. I got my life together. I don't know why my life ain't your life. Hallelujah. My circumstances ain't your circumstances. Glory to God, the hell I went through ain't the hell you had to go through. Praise God, there's different levels to this thing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what did Jesus do? He showed compassion. And that's what God's calling for you to do in this hour. Hallelujah. If you're not this man, glory to God, he said don't be the men that's around him and wouldn't help him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. As much as Jesus talked about helping folks, imagine how his heart felt when he heard, you only in this situation because people wouldn't help you. People jumped in front of you after they labeled you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he did what? He helped him, and he was glad to do it. That's going back to serving the Lord with gladness. He told him something. He gave him a word. Pick up that bed. You ain't got to stay in this mess. Hallelujah. And whatever mess you in, I don't care if it's your career, your business, hallelujah, your ministry, your marriage, your family, your kids, your friendships, whatever it is, he said you ain't got to stay in there like that. You can pick up your bed and walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah, for the word. Praise God. My sheep know my voice. Glory to God, the Lord says. My sheep know my voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when the word of the Lord comes across, praise God, hallelujah, you accept that word and you take it, hallelujah, and you roll with it. Praise God. So we invite you, amen, once again, meditate on this word. Go back, listen to the recording. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get it into your subconscious. That's what I'm on now. Your subconscious. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The heart of your mind. All this information we teaching and preaching, if you don't get it down in there, hallelujah, praise God, it ain't going to do you no good if you don't get it down, what they call your heart, your soul, down deep inside of you to where, amen, when you open your mouth, praise God, the only thing that can come out of your mouth, hallelujah, is positive things, hallelujah, godly things, kingdom things, glory to God, hallelujah, praise God. We bless the Lord once again on tonight. We thank the Lord for the word. We thank God that it's in us. Hallelujah, it's in you. You ain't got to call me and get me to pray for you. It's in you. Hallelujah. It's in you. Praise God. You just got to do it. Hallelujah. You just got to pick it up and walk with it. Hallelujah. Now, notice he didn't say leave it there. Hallelujah. Praise God. He walked with whatever situation he had. Hallelujah. He was able to pick it up and carry it with him. So you think you got to stay where you at with that. Glory to God. God said, you ain't got to stay there just because you, Lord have mercy. Praise God. If millionaires stayed in their situation, they wouldn't be millionaires. Hallelujah. They going through one thing over here, but working on something else over here, and they carrying whatever that is with them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So they ain't got to carry it no more. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight for the word. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in, tuned in on tonight. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We want you to know it's in you. Praise God. It is in you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we pray to God that you receive that word on tonight. We pray to God that you believe it and receive it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that you go back and you meditate on it. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for each and every last one of you. We will be back online on tomorrow night. Amen. It's Throwback Thursday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to look through the archives. I'm going to find one for you on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will be broadcasting, hallelujah, amen, on tomorrow night, amen, with Throwback Thursday. Amen. Once again, we've had a blessed time in the name of the Lord. I'll let y'all know about Friday. We haven't been coming on Friday because we ain't been having, I ain't really been feeling the topics, praise God, hallelujah, amen. But we're going to get something going on Friday if it's just me giving another word, glory to God, hallelujah. We will be on Friday night, amen. And once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, hallelujah. And don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God and don't forget. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll be back online tomorrow night. We'll see y'all then. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight.
Yeah. We gonna get the church crunk on this one. They gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one.
Yeah.
Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth.
Let's go.
Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm
lean.
Like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David by the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man,
this spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
This spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
This
spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet,
you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David by the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with
praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay repping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.
We got a rock concert, just turn it up. There we go, come on. For great, everybody got to declare it. Everybody get on your feet, say, this is my season. Yes, to reap what I have sown. Let me testify just a minute. See, I haven't been perfect, no, but I sure been faithful. God's got a purpose, hey, and I know he's able. I've got a seed in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground and it's growing, now it's showing. This is my seed. Come on, church, for grace, for favor. Yes, it is. This is my season. Give me some of this mic right here. Come on, sing it again, church. Say, this is my season. For grace, for favor. Yes, it is. This is my season. Everybody declare to me what I have known. Listen, I want you to say, everything is well. Yeah, everything is working together, yeah, for my good. You declare it, say, everything is working together, for my good. I believe it is now, working together, for my good. Now you just declare, it's good. Open your mouth, say, I